national lockdown? And if so, how will that affect you? Do drop me an email, studio@premier.org.uk. Well, over the weekend, the Strictly Come Dancing final was an historic one, with the first ever deaf contestant being crowned the winner. It's been a remarkable 13 weeks in the life of EastEnders actor Rose Aylin Ellis, with tears alongside laughter and hard work on the route to that moment at the weekend when she and Giovanni lifted the Glitter Ball trophy. Did you watch it? One person who was glued to the final on TV was the chaplain to the deaf community in the Diocese of Oxford. That's the Reverend Dr. Hannah Lewis. And like Rose, she's bilingual in English and British Sign Language. And she's been talking with Glyn Jones.
Rosie, just getting to the final was amazing. And then when she actually won, I think we were all completely stunned.
What was your own reaction watching on TV?
I mean, like an awful lot of people, I started the night big happy with either of them winning, because obviously John and Johannes have been breaking down barriers as well, and they've been really exciting dancers. And I really enjoyed watching all six dancers. But when the result was come, yeah, I was rooting for Rose, and I'm not the kind of person who gets emotional watching telly, but just watching how happy Rose and Giovanni were, how excited they were, how excited everybody was. And I just felt, yeah, you know, it's nice when we can do it. It's nice when we can show we can do it, when the whole world believes in us for once. That's what, if that makes sense.
At the start of this series of Strictly Come Dancing, 13 weeks ago, I admit, I was puzzled about how Rose would cope. I didn't think she'd do very well because she can't hear the music. If I was dancing, I'd have to hear the music. Do you think in general the hearing community, people like me, underestimate what deaf people can achieve?
Oh, yes, regularly. Personally, I've experienced a whole life people underestimating what I'm capable of. And what I actually found really interesting is I don't think Rose was aware what she was capable of either. She believed in herself. I mean, you don't get to be an actor on EastEnders without believing in yourself. But it was very much pushing the boundaries and experiment for her. I mean, she was saying in her interview, and I think the thing that most moved me when she was saying, I'm more Rose now than I've ever been, because she discovered what she was capable of. So, yeah, but yeah, and I think some of the way that deaf people underestimate ourselves come from the fact that everybody assumes you can only do things one way. You can only do things the way you're used to.
And do you think you'll be using Strictly Come Dancing as an illustration in some of your sermons?
Oh, I'm sure I will.
In what way?
Well, when I talk about how people are created, God created human beings. Because when Rose says, I've become more Rose, well, in my mind, she's becoming more who God created her to be. She's growing into the capabilities that God had given her, that others had underestimated, she'd underestimate, but God never underestimates us. God knows what we can do.
A brilliant message for us there from Reverend Dr. Hannah Lewis at the end of that. God never underestimates anybody. She's the chaplain to the deaf community in the Diocese of Oxford. She was sharing her reflections there on the weekend's Strictly Come Dancing final and that win for Rose Aylin Ellis, the first ever deaf contestant to win the show. So what do you think? Do you think that the hearing community underestimate those who are deaf? Do let me know. 666 777. Start your...